Rodgers.
Hey. Hello. Welcome back to episode 21 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table.
Officially the road to 30.
That's right.
Already past 20.
We've already passed 20. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
What's going on?
We got Connor.
Hey.
We got Mr. Denton Dotson.
What's up?
Jackson, you know what I've learned? That you say Denton's name really weirdly in these intros.
Mr. Denton Dotson.
He says Denton.
Well, I honestly don't even know how to say it, to be honest with you.
It's the two D's that throw me off, so like Denton Dotson, I'm not used to having like...
I think the southern accent is just like Denton.
Denton.
Well,
Dotson,
you see here,
Denton.
When people really think about it, they sometimes emphasize it. So there's two ways to say it. You can say it in two parts, or you can say Den and then just kind of, you know, the rest.
Yeah.
So it's Denton or it's Denton.
Yeah.
And most people say the second one.
Yeah. I just pretty much do D N O N with like a, you know, that little break in between.
Denton.
Yeah. That's how most people say it.
No one really emphasizes the T. Denton.
Coach Barr.
That's actually the way to say it.
That's the proper way to say it, but I mean, we're in the South. Half the stuff we say is wrong.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
By the way, shout out the Titans. Best team in the AFC, by the way. A lot better than the Steelers, even though we did lose to them. But little new intro. Just special for the playoffs. Nice little ref.
Yeah, that's what the hey at the beginning was. The referee did that. Was it the last Titans game or the one before that? I think it was two games ago.
It was two games ago because it was at home.
Yeah.
And the last game we played was in Houston.
Also to address the elephant in the room. We did promise a New Year's episode, but a certain member of the group, we won't point fingers or say names, but a certain member of the group may have gotten COVID-19.
He has a weird name that we just talked about.
Yeah.
He may be referring to himself.
It was seen. But yeah, I did in fact have the Corona-19 virus or some sort of variation of it, and that did prohibit us from recording the promised episode.
We had a very special episode lined up for you guys with a very special guest.
Yeah, Kevin Hart was coming on.
Yeah, you know, just...
He got busy, had to go back to Philly.
But we did actually have an actual guest,
yes,
believe it or not.
And things didn't work out because of you know who.
Yeah, scene.
You can fill in the blank.
Yeah.
But he actually has a very cool story. We are going to get him on the pod at some point, whether that is through a phone call or a Zoom or
whenever he
comes back into Lebanon. But he had to go back home to California. But we'll let Sean share his story a little bit because his company is actually sponsoring today's episode. Sean?
Yes, his company is Lolly. It is the first social dating platform. Think TikTok meets Tinder. They're trying to make dating more fun by letting users be funny, attractive, interesting, adventurous, and more through short form videos. The fellows over there are like they're building something really amazing. So y'all go check it out.
Think about it. You know, you've been chasing shotties for the longest. You know, you've been trying Tinder, maybe FarmersOnly.com, but it's just too dry for you guys. It's just too boring. There's no way to truly show your personality.
And you can't go out into the real world because you have no games. So
exactly.
You have to go online.
So they're doing you a favor. They're letting you show your personality so that way one day you can find the shoddy that's right for you.
But basically, it's just a mix of TikTok, Tinder, like it's just videos, and it's a dating site of you post your own videos, and it's basically like TikTok.
It's already been very, very successful.
Yes, it's very successful.
So,
and you know, I've seen it. It's super cool, like super interesting.
Sean, so
if you're looking for that special someone, make sure Lolly is your number one go to.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for sponsoring this video.
Thank you, Mark.
Shout out, Mark.
This podcast, or I guess it's not a video. Yeah, it's been, when was our last episode?
Christmas
Day?
Christmas Day. So
like
this
weeks.
Is actually the first episode of the new year as well.
But anyways, after we missed a little something after the last episode, once Denton got off his corner.
Yeah, we teased it in the last episode. I did have to stand on a corner of West Main Street.
You may or may not have seen old Denton or Denton, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Over on the side of the road, by across from Burger King, right by
Walgreens. Most popular street in town. I had to stand there. It fun fact had, you know, snowed a couple days prior. Or maybe
no, it was a blizzard.
It was the little snow. It was before the snowstorm. It had snowed a little bit, and I had to stand up there for an hour. And a lady felt so bad for me that she gave me $20. So in the end, I was a winner.
He literally made $10 off of playing.
Yeah, it's $10 to get into our league
for losing.
Yes, and he got last place and had to stand out in the cold with a sign that says "I suck at fantasy football" for 1 hour. He got multiple honks, snowballs.
Oh, yes. I did get gut punched by a snowball, and that went really hard. I fell to the ground and dropped the sign.
These two dudes in the Jeep drove by. They stopped and got snowballs. They were videoing it and everything. They drove by and just chucked it at them.
Yeah, because one of them light tossed it when they were stopped, and that one's fine. But one of them did it as they were driving. So, I mean, if you know, you're driving 40 miles per hour, your throw's 40 miles per hour. Hit me in the sign, in the stomach. Hits me in the stomach. Sign flies out of my hands. I go to the ground. It hurt.
That's good.
That was the highlight of that.
I was so hoping like they would turn around and come to us because I wanted that video more than anything.
It was so funny. I was getting bullied out there by the snowballs.
If you want to get a full behind the scenes look of that day and everything that went down, you can go check out my TikTok that I made. It's at JWLee3. We were trying to go famous, and it was blowing up there for a while, but then all of a sudden the views stopped.
Didn't that all
I think
up?
It's like a it's over. I know it's way over 1,000 at this point.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're pretty famous.
Obviously, it's way over 1,000.
1885. Yep.
So you're almost to 2,000.
87 shares.
Dang. Yeah,
that's a good amount.
I actually think you almost died a couple times from falling, icicles.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, I was standing underneath, telephone poles and the stoplight wires, and randomly, like glaciers would fall from the power cords and land 10 feet away from me. And a couple times it was really close. I thought that was going to be my end times. Death by falling ice on the corner of West Main Street.
And keep in mind, so the night before we were discussing doing this, Denton said, "I refuse to do this before 1 o'clock. Well, we all had places to be.
Yeah. They made plans on a day that we already decided that you were booked for the day.
So, what did we do? We went and woke his little happy butt up out of bed.
I was sound asleep. Nice and sleeping good. It's cozy in there.
Yep, we woke him up, dragged him out of bed. It took a while, but we eventually got it. He was not a happy camper.
I was whatsoever. Mad.
I had the luxury of driving him, actually, there.
How'd y'all get in his house?
His mom wants
it. Doors.
So if you ever want to go in Denton's house, you know, the doors are just unlocked.
Yeah, but don't do that.
We'll drop the address.
After 1 o'clock, sure. Before 1 o'clock, no. But yep, got a pleasant surprise. Actually, so what happened was 10 minutes maybe before they came in, my mom opened the door and she was like, "Hey, all your friends are here." And I was like, "Lock the door, please." Clearly she didn't. She let me down. I told her that when I got home.
Well, she walked.
You have let me down.
I was the first person to pull in, and she came up to me. She's like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Well, we're dragging Denton out of bed." And she was like, "What?" Because I guess you didn't tell her you had to stand out there that day. Because I was like, "Yeah, Denton's got to stand outside today for an hour on West Main with a sign that says I suck at fantasy football." And she was like, "Oh."
I didn't even know it was happening until I saw your story. Like I saw your story, and I was like, "Oh my god, I have to go over there."
It was way better than what I expected.
it was better than I expected.
You couldn't have scripted that any better.
And then there was a train of those big old tractor trailers.
They were all honking.
A couple of them started honking.
The big horns.
They thought it was very funny. Glad to amuse the town. There's that Facebook group.
Yes. There was.
Didn't you try to join that group or something?
Yeah. But it takes 3 days to join because I wanted to comment at all of them, be like, "Yeah, it was me," but I didn't get to.
I take claim for it.
No, this is actually me. Everyone, thanks for laughing at me.
The funniest part was whenever he would turn to one side of the street and they would be laughing, and then the people on the other side of the street, they couldn't really see the sign.
Yeah, they probably thought I was selling something.
Yeah,
they were like, I wonder what this guy's selling. I wonder what his cause is. And I turn around and says, "I suck at fantasy football."
So, yeah, they were trying to look at it. And then he turned around and showed them the sign. And they would just start dying laughing. And people were taking videos of them, pictures of them.
Were you, pretty embarrassed or, you didn't really care?
At the beginning, yeah. But by the end of it, it was fun.
I'd figure.
People would drive by and say, "You suck." On the corner, there was like a power box, and you could stand to the right of it, and you would kind of be hidden, or you could stand directly in front of it. And I did not want to stand directly in front of it, because then I would have just been like completely out in the open. But then, yeah, by the end of it, I'd have stood in the middle of the road.
Well, say, because you went like 6 minutes over, like what yeah. you were supposed to.
Because there was a bunch of cars that stopped, and I was like, I'm going to wait for this batch of cars to all get through so they could read it, and then I'd be done.
It was so funny.
It was freezing. My hands were so, I didn't have gloves, and it was 20 degrees, and it just snowed. My hands were freezing.
I was like, normally, like, we wouldn't, like, for our sake, like, of the punishment, we wouldn't have stood outside, but I was 100% going to capture every moment of that.
Yeah, y'all yeah, I really thought y'all would have just left in there. I thought y'all were just going to drive me off and, like, go home.
That's but, what
like,
I didn't want to, make sure you didn't leave.
Yeah,
yeah, I didn't well, have
no,
a car.
I drove him, so
yeah.
he didn't have a car. He couldn't have left. But, like, even then, though, like, what's the? I would have 100% much rather watched that than just
yeah, left
that
you there
was by
pretty
yourself.
Entertaining.
Because, I mean, we didn't talk to you, so you couldn't, like, talk to anybody.
Y'all threw snowballs at me.
We did throw snowballs at you.
It was abuse. Getting hit by a rock snowball and standing out there for an hour in the freezing cold is enough already. Then I had to look for a crossfire behind me of everyone throwing snowballs at me.
There was one like truck with like some like middle aged man and his two like,
oh,
really
yeah.
young kids like 5 years old, and they were all rolled
you
down the
suck.
Window like you suck.
Yeah,
yeah,
dad like planned it before and
yeah,
told him
he was
before,
like,
all right,
guys,
like all right, yeah.
On the count of three. We're going to roll down our window and tell this guy out the window that he sucks.
It's entertaining. It's fun. Can't wait for it to be one of you two next year.
No, definitely not.
Connor, you've gotten close to the last place
no,
the last couple
I
years.
I got first in the consolation tournament.
You were still like third to last.
No. I ended up being eighth. So I guess I was fourth to last. So
it sneaks up on you, man.
No, not if you
tell
you
two games. Fantasy football.
No, I mean, last year I scored the most points in the league. Year before that, I went to the Super Bowl. Boom, last place. It sneaks up on you.
The funniest part, though, is that you thought you had the best team on draft day. You said you told all of us that
no,
our pick was
yeah.
awful. You told
yeah,
all of us that our
was,
pick was good.
I was,
and then you come over here and you get last, like not
team,
even like close. It
my
was
team got injured,
last.
Man. My team got injured.
Wait, what was your record? Draft?
He's like 2-12, I think.
Yeah, my whole team got hurt. Two of my guys tore their ACLs either before they even played or literally the first play of the game. J.K. Dobbins tore his ACL yeah. the day of after, like the day of the draft. He tore his ACL
and it's not
as
like,
soon as I picked him.
It's not like we do our draft crazy early. We do it
you
like
do
the
it.
Week before the season
yeah.
starts. So like it's our last preseason
it's,
game.
Yeah, there's the last preseason game was that night. Tears his ACL. Raheem Mostert tears his ACL. His second carry of the year.
He would have been pretty good. Dude.
Two carries, 20 yards. He was averaging 10 yards per carry. One torn ACL.
My team wasn't as good because I drafted on a golf course. I don't advise doing that. I couldn't really pay attention to
he
what
was
I was
little,
doing.
He was in a nice little scramble that
yeah.
day. And
we shot
Nick
16 under.
Nick wasn't there either. He like every single year, whoever auto drafts wins the league. So we don't need to let them auto draft.
Really?
He auto drafted him?
He wasn't there.
Oh, my God.
And he actually won?
Yeah, and Braden Fuller auto-drafted that 1 year and won. Last year's
oh,
Jackson.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
They accidentally auto-draft. Accidentally, air quotes.
Everyone accidentally auto-drafts.
Yeah. You're like, why is this taking
yeah,
so
we
long?
Need, we need stricter rules next year with paying and stuff like that.
I agree.
But you got to pay before you even get in the,
yeah.
the thing.
We need to buy a trophy. I sent out that trophy that one day.
Or
I like
belt?
It. A belt. The trophy's cool. Brody might be able to get us a free trophy from
yeah.
Sports World.
Has Nick got his money yet?
Yes. Yeah. And so I say if we can get that free trophy, then the buy-in needs to be $20. And that way second place can get like, you know, $50. First place, you know, gets, cool. you know.
You know what we could do too? It's like every week the high point total guy gets like a little bit of the money.
Yeah. I've seen the leagues that
yeah.
do that.
It's a lot of weeks, though. You got to take into consideration all the cash.
Well, yeah, we'd have to
yeah,
pay
a lot of money.
More money, and it's
yeah.
be a lot. I don't have a stable financial income
yeah,
quite
this,
yet. So,
this, man.
Hey, if this blows up one day, we're going to have leagues with $1,000.
Hey, Dave Portnoy is living in the old Nashville.
That's right.
So
he is.
Maybe we'll get him on the pod. You know, he's on a 50-minute drive away.
50 minutes? Well, like what part of Nashville 25. Are you driving to?
Yeah, that is... Is not 50 30. Minutes.
He probably ain't in the very beginning of Nashville.
I mean, he's probably, downtown.
I drive about 50 minutes to practice, which is in Franklin.
Yeah.
Brentwood's 40 minutes, so.
I'm sure he's staying in some extremely Well, I mean, he's only staying here for 4 months, so he didn't like buy a house. Now he's for sure not staying in some dump, obviously. But like, yes, Dave Portnoy,
if you're listening,
let us know, man. You know, just hit us up. You know, we always have the open spot at the ping pong table.
We do. Casper usually takes it up, but I think that he/she wouldn't mind sliding over. Sean's a girl.
Oh yeah,
he met her on that app.
Met him on Lolly,
yeah. Lolly.
So, who's y'all's predictions to win the Super Bowl this year?
So,
Green Bay, of course, obviously. There's no doubt about it.
Green Bay's really good.
Nah, they'll probably choke in the
NFC Championship.
Yeah, I did a playoff bracket yesterday, and I wasn't really confident in it. The last time I did a playoff bracket was like 2 years ago when I was really confident in it. But it's just, I don't know who's good, man.
I feel like all these teams have shown times where they are really good, and then the very next week they go out and they lay a goose egg, and they suck.
I don't think the AFC is as good as the NFC this year.
The NFC's terrible.
Yeah.
AFC. I would love to see the Packers and the Titans.
Though. I don't.
That's actually, Vegas has that as the, like.
Highest. Like, that'd be pretty cool.
The NFC has, like, three good teams and three, like, bad teams.
Like, if the Titans lost, I wouldn't be as mad. Like, I'd be like, cool, Titans. Like, I live in in Tennessee. Like, still like the Titans, but of course I want the Packers to win.
You know what, 615 guys, we support our 615
Titans
area.
Okay, everyone, let's go through our little 615 guys official bracket. We'll collaborate here. Maybe have to agree to disagree on a couple of them. All right, so let's try not to be too brutal here.
Let's just do the first round. Like, wild card.
I'm gonna agree with you guys. Let's not be too mean. Steelers, Chiefs. We're all taking the Chiefs, I'm assuming.
Well, after what Big Ben said today about guys. We have no chance. There's 14 teams in the playoffs.
I mean, we're the 14th best team. Yeah, he said.
Let's just go out there and have fun for my last.
He said we have no chance. He said we're probably a 30-point underdog, and that's fair. It was stupid. Bills.
Hey, you never know. It's his last dance. Yeah. May turn around.
Bills, Patriots. I'm taking
this
Buffalo.
This is a very interesting game for me.
Jackson's going to be biased with Mac Jones. Mac Jones is terrible. As long as it's not snowing and they can throw passes.
I'm taking the Bills. Okay. I'm taking the Bills. However, I do love Mac Jones.
Yeah.
They just got killed by the Dolphins.
The Bills, for sure. I don't know. I think New England.
Dolphins are raw. Whenever they're facing a team. The quarterback's last name has an O in it.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
They're 8-0 against quarterbacks. 9-0 against quarterbacks with O's in their last name, and 0-8 against quarterbacks with
That's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Who who
comes up with that stuff? I have no idea.
I don't know, man.
It's crazy how people find this crazy stat stuff.
It's stupid.
Yeah, even but you think I think, about, think, I think about that. New England's just too kind of streaky.
Bad.
I don't know. I think they have a chance.
As long as it's not super snowing like that one game, Buffalo.
Mac Jones threw it 3 times and they won.
Yeah. As long as Buffalo doesn't have to rely on just running the ball, they should be good. Bengals, Raiders. I'm going Bengals.
I'm going Raiders.
Is Burrow playing? He got hurt at the end of that last game. I don't know if
he didn't play at all last game. They sent him out because they had already clinched the playoffs.
If Burrow's playing, I'd go with the
Bengals. He's not hurt at all.
I'm going to go Burrow. I like the way the Raiders have.
I think the Bengals could go to the AFC Championship.
Who?
I think the Bengals could go to the AFC Championship.
I think they have the ability to, yes, but
I don't know. After watching the Raiders against the Chargers, I think they're rolling right now. Got a good chance to beat.
I'm very happy for Derek Carr.
Yeah,
that he got good playoffs, but I just think it's going to come to an end. I don't think they have the defensive secondary to handle all the weapons.
So are we rolling with the Bengals here?
I'm agreeing.
I'm with the Bengals.
It's a 3-1.
Okay, so
we all agree on every game so far.
Yeah, so we have to.
He went with the Raiders.
Oh, we went the Raiders?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going Raiders.
Okay, all right. So the first game, we all picked the Chiefs. Second game, do we all pick Buffalo?
I think we all pick Buffalo.
Third game, we have 3 Bengals and then Connor G saying the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tom, for the NFC side. Bucks and Eagles. I'm assuming everyone's going to say the Bucks.
We'll take the Bucks.
I think it'll be like a low, like scoring, like gritty game at first, and then it'll be about like 33-18. It'll be one of those like Georgia-Alabama games to where it's like kind of low scoring, not as dramatic. It'd be a little bit low scoring. One team's definitely the better team. They, you know, maybe have a 10-point lead the whole time, and then they just, you know, get that, like, pick six or big touchdown, and it kind of just puts it away. I could see it being, like, a 20-10 or something. Cowboys at 49ers. Mm. I hate Dallas. It's It's my least favorite team.
But they're I don't know how they're America's team.
Yeah, they're not. I will never, ever pick them, so I'm going to go 49ers.
I feel like it would be a pretty close game. But I definitely want the 49ers to win.
What was their record at the end of the year?
They're the 3 seed, so.
I think they lost 4 games, maybe 5.
Well, you play that extra game now, so I'm not really sure what their record is. They are 12-5.
12-5. Honestly, I didn't get to watch 49ers that much this year.
They just beat the Rams.
They did.
49ers are inconsistent. They've been playing decent as of late.
My gut's just telling me to go with the Cowboys.
That's fair. That's fair.
I would probably go with the Cowboys winning,
They're probably the most well-rounded that they've been in a while, Dallas. But I hate them, so I'll go 49ers.
Jackson? What about you, Jackson?
I'm kind of agreeing with the consensus here of the we all hate Dallas. I'm not a huge fan of the 49ers, but, I mean, I like them better than the Cowboys. But I just think that they won't be able to stop Dak. So, I'm going Cowboys.
Alrighty, Rams-Cardinals.
Now, this is an interesting one. I think the Bills...
Game of the week.
Bills-New England on the AFC side, Rams-Cardinals on the NFC side. Those are your two wild card games to watch.
The Rams definitely can win the Super Bowl. Be interesting to see how they play in the playoffs. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt in the first one, and I'm taking the Rams.
The Cardinals do have D-Hop back. Correct?
No.
They do not have him back.
He won't be back until, like, the NFC Championship.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
What about James Conner and Chase Edmonds? Are they healthy?
They're good, yeah.
Because they've kind of been off and on.
Edmonds is completely fine now. Conner's missed a couple, but he's back.
Edmonds missed, like, the last game, didn't he?
No, James Conner had. Edmonds was out, like, 6 weeks, like 8 through 14, but he's back now.
Oh, no. The Rams have been a really streaky team this year. Like, just with, they started hot.
Haven't they lost to, like, bad teams and beaten, like, the really good ones? Is that what I heard?
So, they split against the Cardinals. The Cardinals beat them week 3. The Rams beat them last week, or maybe the week before that. The Rams lost to the 49ers this past Sunday, and the Cardinals lost to the Seahawks this past Sunday. The week before that, or the week before that, the Cardinals beat Dallas. And the Rams beat someone.
I'm going to go Cardinals on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cardinals as well.
I don't know. I have faith in Kyler. Don't ask me why, because I don't even know why.
Well,
but I just have a weird gut feeling that Kyler's going to get it done.
After a team loses to the Lions, I can no longer believe in them, so I'm sticking with the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams also.
So we split for that game. We have 2 Cardinals, 2 Rams.
Yes. And then, unless y'all want to go any further, those are all the wild card games.
I'd say we just stop with the wild card games and just regroup for next week, see how things go, and we can discuss a little more for the.
Yep.
So, for a quick recap, game 1, Kansas City Steelers, all 4 of us picked the Chiefs. Game 2, Bills Patriots, all 4 of us picked the Bills. Game 3, this is where the ideals were slightly different. It was 3-1. Bengals in favor of the Raiders, Connor G being the one who is sticking with the Raiders here. Next game, Bucks-Eagles, all 4 of us favor the Bucks. Next game, Dallas-49ers, what, did we split?
I went 49ers, I think.
I think we split.
Yeah, split. Yes. Was that our,
I took
was that our first split? Yeah, 2-2, favor of Cowboys-Niners, who knows. And then Rams-Cardinals.
We split again, I think.
Right? Did you say
yeah.
Rams?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we split again. So those NFC, those last 2 NFC games should be good games. Really don't know who will win. AFC's kind of every single game, you know, there's the team that should win.
Yeah.
Bengals and Raiders should be like 52-50. That game should be really high scoring. That one should be really entertaining. And yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Speaking of betting, did y'all see that this one dude, I forgot to send it to y'all as it was happening, but he made like a 8-legged parlay. A parlay is you can do it based on a single game or multiple things. You're betting on basically just different aspects of games. So like one game, you can make a bet that One team just wins outright. The next one, you can make a bet that they win by 6 or more points. The next one can be that the team just wins. And a dude had made like a 8-legged one like throughout the year. And if Georgia won the national championship, he won $1.3 million.
Wow.
And as we all know, Georgia won the national championship.
We got to find a way to get a national champion Zion Logue on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zion, if you're listening, come on the podcast.
That was a crazy game. I'm happy to see that Alabama finally lost.
Yeah. I think we all are, honestly.
Yeah, even Jackson.
No, I mean, I'm going to respectfully disagree with that one. You know, that one kind of stung, but, you know, at the end of the day, Bama outplayed them in the first half, and Georgia dominated the second half.
Yeah.
People are going to talk about the injuries, but at the end of the day, it's part of the game. I mean, would it have made a difference? Yes, probably. But not drastically, I don't think, to the point where it would have changed the outcome. Now, if you give us both receivers back, that completely changes a lot of things. Just saying. But
this is every team that loses it.
You know, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean,
like there was no mention about these hurt players before the game at all, was there, Jackson?
Well, it was only one of them.
Yeah, it was only one of them. Mechie was the only one. And we were fine with Williams.
I'm just saying, like, you didn't mention any hurt players till you lost.
Well, like,
because they got hurt in the game.
Yeah, Williams got hurt in, like, the first quarter, like, first couple of minutes.
Oh, that's why. I didn't watch the first half.
Yeah. It was so disgusting. As soon as he planted that foot, you could just see the ACL just pop.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he might be, like, out, like, the entire NFL, next NFL season.
Really?
That's going to really hurt his draft stock.
So,
it's just like a 6 to 8 month recovery,
something like that, yeah.
And, you know, the NFL starting in, you know,
September.
Yeah, September.
So, with guys like Corral getting hurt in their bowl game, do you think that more and more top draft picks are going to continue to sit out their bowl games if their bowl game doesn't matter?
I mean,
they're not in the playoffs.
That's been a rising trend the last couple of years.
But it just really took hold this year whenever Kirk Herbstreit just went off on like all those players. Like, they don't love football anymore.
Yeah, and then Matt Corral goes out and breaks his ankle.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a guy that's going to get drafted in like the 8th round who sat out. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of their opinion, like what they want to do. Mean,
you've gone your whole college career working for this. You're going pro. Why risk it on a bowl game?
That doesn't matter. I mean, that we lost to. I'm talking about Alante Taylor in the Music City Bowl. He sat out, and our backup corner got burnt like every single play.
Yeah, because you don't want to go out there and not play hard.
At least he had one starting corner.
Who also got burnt every single play.
At least he was starting. The whole year, at least.
It's all right, Jackson.
Must be nice.
No, was he starting the whole year? Yeah, he probably was. But, okay, so I got a fun fact here. My dad sent me this. So, this guy named Tommy Ray he's been going to Alabama games for 50 straight years.
Oh, yeah, my dad told me
every single game?
Hasn't missed a single game in 50 years. Think about that.
How can you be that dedicated to a college football or college?
Because college football is life.
No, it's really not. It really
not every single game in 50 years.
It's really not.
He has attended 633 consecutive games.
Imagine how much money that is.
That streak started in 1972. That's insane.
That's honestly really
impressive.
How old is
the dude? Like,
he's in his 70s.
Like, I don't know if it was like he started going to them as a kid, like with his parents or what.
That's really.
And he can count all their losses since then on a single hand.
No, he would have seen. He would have seen the dark days. So
three lost seasons.
No, we're talking.
Yeah.
Way back then.
And this is what I don't understand. He doesn't even have season tickets.
Yeah, he single handedly like he bought like.
Yeah, but I mean, he could just buy like the cheapest ones every single game.
Well,
I don't think he
cheap,
can do that.
Cheap
though.
Ones are up top. If you're going to every single game, I would get season tickets so I could have a really good seat. Because after 50 years, you're going to have a really good seat that doesn't cost a lot of money.
We'll just get $3 ones every single time. Alabama games are cheap. They play the Citadel every week.
Cheap? What are you talking about?
The Citadel tickets are probably like $4.
Well, because they just like hand those out at that point. It's like Vanderbilt tickets where you can go watch Vanderbilt versus UConn for $1.
$1.
Tell me, it costs more for me to go buy a Coke at the concession stand for a Lebanon high school basketball game than it would be for me to go to. It's think about it. It costs more money for you to drive to Nashville, park, than to go to the actual game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. Mm-hmm. I just now thought about that, actually. Like, it costs more for you to park than it does for you to go to the actual game.
Which game are we talking about?
The basketball game.
It costs more for you to go to my... Or,
is it basketball? Football.
Football.
Football game. My bad. Football.
Probably basketball.
What team?
Vandy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it costs more for us to get into Lebanon high school basketball games.
Yeah, that's like, $7. Bucks.
Do we get in free still?
For home games. Not
Lebanon, my bad. I was thinking...
Okay. Probably. I hope so.
We should.
Can't be spending all this money. How much
for football tickets?
They were usually 10, right?
I got them for free. Most of the time.
How did you get them for free?
Running a flag. They are like $12.
Are they really?
8 to 12. Something like that.
They usually do a discount at the bank for like $5 normally.
Yeah. You can go out, get them at the bank for $5. But it's like if you get them online, it's whatever the price is, and like a $2 online fee.
It's crazy. Stupid.
So one thing that just happened recently, we tried to get in the studio for this to make a part two. However, Sean had to go out of town, but snowstorm happened again.
Yeah, snowstorm part two.
I guess will that be the title of this episode?
I mean, it's a little late. Oh, Happy New Year's. The title. But yeah, we were going to have a Snowstorm Part 2 episode, but some member with a weird pronouncing name like Seen left the state.
Yeah, he skipped the snow, went to Alabama, got his soccer on, and...
For I don't even know how many time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it was as good as Snowstorm Part 1.
It wasn't.
No, because Snowstorm Part 1 lasted like a full...
It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It was like 4 days.
And honestly, that was like our first like big snow since we like...
No, that's the most snow I've ever seen at one time. But like it was literally so much snow, it was so hard to sled.
Well,
like, it was too powdery.
The next day...
Are you talking about like this snowstorm or last snowstorm?
This one.
Oh, yeah.
When
it was the thickest snow that...
It was like, what, 8 inches?
The day you left, it was better.
Really? Was it like more icy?
Oh, it was, yeah. It all iced over, dude. It was good.
That sucks.
It was a lot of snow.
Well, nice little outdoor football that day.
I just remember when I went with y'all, Jackson goes like head first, and he's just getting like... he's getting covered in snow in his face.
Yes, I went down head first, like down this like... not even like big.
It wasn't just even big.
Like this little hill, and like all the snow just went right into my face. Very first one. So like I just had to deal with the snow in my face the rest of the day. It was awful.
It was so funny.
I love snow. It's magical.
Hey, and then it may happen again this weekend. Podcast. Who knows? It's a rumor then going around.
We ran the football.
Is this real? Is this a real rumor?
It's once said, they said the temperature is going to drop from what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, it might snow this weekend.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to snow around South Carolina.
I mean, it has been cold.
So. Sunday night, 90% chance of snow.
Sunday?
Let's go. How much?
Like the highest
33.
The highest 37, so I mean.
37?
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I think that's a high.
But the low is 20. Well, the low is only 29.
Well, I mean, that's still below freezing.
I mean, we could get out one day of school, maybe.
We got Monday off.
Monday's already off.
Thank you, Martin Luther King.
But, like, that's, like, a week away, over a week away, so. Or, no, not less than a week away, sorry. But that could change. That's what I'm saying.
Well, going back to our snow football game we did, it was actually really fun. If you ever have the opportunity to do that, if you ever have the chance,
you need to do this. Pitch black, no lights or anything.
Yeah, you can't see.
It's straight run and gun, baby, on the ice. You're just.
It was fun.
You can't hold the ball.
You go in shotgun. Go in shotgun or under center.
Don't go under center. It's stupid. Looking back on it, shotguns is stupid.
Everybody would just fumble.
Well, no, I fumbled every time under center. It was
hard to hold on. The gloves are slippery.
Yeah,
they're warm, but they're slippery.
I released my inner Scott Meyer, my center abilities.
I have a long snap.
I didn't long snap, but it kind of snapping, so.
And then he was concussed after.
Yeah, all of us were concussed.
Wait, where did y'all play at?
We played on a hill.
Golf course.
Yeah, on a golf course, Five Oaks. But it was snowed over. It was really fun.
Yeah, we did only running plays. So
basically, we just had we ran like two pass plays, but none of them were close to being completed.
We had Wyatt Bowling on our team, who is
that was absolutely so stupid.
He's a cheat code. It's like Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
He just can't tackle him.
We had him locked up, though, towards the end. Y'all got started off really good.
How can y'all run in boots?
You can. That's the fun part.
Was he wearing boots?
Running like on a trail.
Because we're on ice in boots.
Yeah.
You can't even run in boots.
You really feel like you're running in slow motion.
Yeah, it was really fun.
On a treadmill because you're
not. Well, even if you get tossed to the ground, it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
While y'all were playing football, I was playing soccer in 50-degree weather.
Well, this was like 10:30 at night.
Yeah, this is late.
Oh. You probably weren't playing soccer then.
But it was way nicer down there.
Yeah. Well, I would take the snow any day.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Not every day.
I love snow. I love snow every single day.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't want it every single day, but like.
I'll take it every single day.
At this point in the year, I love snow.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it all the time.
Yeah, I like, Tennessee weather can be a pain, but I just love how it's like, it goes from hot and cold, you know? Like, you can get that snow, but it's not, like, every time. Like, you can appreciate it.
Like, I would love for it to be, like, 80 one day, and then it start to get colder, and then make it cold enough to where the roads get cold, and then it snows.
If it's
cold,
I want it to snow. I hate when it's, like, 38 and, like, 40, to where it's just chilly, but there's no snow or anything. Or if it's, like, rainy when it's, like, 40,
that's
terrible. It's just freezing, but it's not cold enough for it to be snow.
Like, cold rain is way worse than snow, in my opinion. Because I had to play soccer in it one time.
I literally
felt like I was running on, like my legs were just big ice blocks. Like, I couldn't move.
Like, I would much rather play baseball in 110-degree weather
100%.
Than cold
30-degree
weather.
That's the same for me in soccer. I hate playing in the cold. I'm just so slow.
Well, and, I mean, like, I guess it's kind of different with, like, baseball. But, like, you're kicking a ball. Like, that's like.
But you're getting warm.
So, even with, like, the colder football games, did that affect you? Like, did it hurt to kick the football?
Well, not necessarily hurt. Like, I mean, the ball could be, yes, it would be harder. Like, it's harder to kick, yeah. But it didn't hurt necessarily.
Got a doggy underneath the table.
if you're a big rattle, it's Coco.
Yeah, I would not want to hit anyone in football in the cold.
Like, oh, it's really not.
I feel like my bones would just shatter.
I mean, once you hit somebody one time, it's not bad. Other than that, because you start warming up and getting used to it.
Yeah, I guess you're in all the pads and stuff. Baseball, it's freezing out there, man.
Oh yeah, because you're staying around most of the time.
Yeah, that would suck for baseball.
Yeah, you're not moving.
Yeah, you literally aren't moving.
That Blackman game, the game we played at Blackman last year, the
doubleheader.
The
beach game was the coldest.
No, in the top
of the second inning, when the wind just randomly
was like 80 degrees to start the game. It felt amazing.
Good.
And then all of a sudden,
it was the top of the second inning. As soon as we came back in the dugout for the first inning, it was just like 30-mile-per-hour winds. The rest of the game is freezing.
That's kind of what it's been like this week. Like, not that nice to start off, but the wind just makes it so much worse.
I hate the wind. It's so useless. It ruins
everything.
What is
the point in wind?
What has
wind ever done?
It's the uneven heating of Earth's surface. Fifth grade science class right there. I always got that one right in Kahoot.
I miss Kahoot.
We need to make a 615 guys trivia Kahoot. Have our fans play winner gets the flag.
See the real ones are.
Honestly, would think people would buy flags?
Trivia giveaway.
Yeah, how about y'all let us know?
6-1-S guys.
We posted on our story, got our new 615 guys flag up in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you'd buy one.
I think we're going to run
it
outside.
It's a good looking flag, too. You know, nice material, double sided.
It doesn't get wrinkled or anything.
I think we're going to run it out on football games.
Yeah, we need to iron that flag.
Jackson, you're definitely running that out.
Yeah, Jackson, you can run that flag.
RB1.
Some beautiful man.
I'm actually reliving my football career in NCAA 13.
Hey, you got any offer updates?
Well, you know, I received my first offer from MTSU. MTSU is my first offer. But, I mean, I got a couple, Western Carolina.
I remember Western Kentucky offered you like
Western
second.
Kentucky was my second offer.
And what are the positions again? Are they offering you an offense and defense? Or is it just like?
Yeah, they have all offered me on offense and defense.
What's your defensive position?
Corner.
Corner. Okay.
Are you 5'6" and wide on this game?
5'6", 160. you know, just like I am in real life.
How many fumbles?
No fumbles.
Oh, I think you said
couple of drops. Realistic.
You sent us a video of you fumbling. You might not have lost the fumble, but you sent a video of you fumbling.
I don't.
Because you were like, just like real life.
No. I got blown up.
I got laid out. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a realistic
game. Your first
game,
you had like 10 catches, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns. I was like, yep, realistic.
With a win over Oakland.
Yep. I was like, this is a realistic game.
But most recently, I just got an offer from the University of Vanderbilt. They don't want me to play offense, though. They just want me to play defense.
So you're gonna take it?
Might as well go to
Vanderbilt's trash.
MTSU
though.
Instead.
Go to MTSU.
Tennessee. Carolina, I'm actually about to get an offer from Tennessee. So
yeah, there. We could use some DBs.
Cool. We'll see.
The old Jackson Lee DB on NCAA. What is it? 13?
Or 13? But should 12. I be offense or defense?
Definitely offense. Defense on there, I could not do it for a full career.
Okay.
Always when I'm playing, I'm quarterback and middle linebacker.
This is the first time I've ever used the receiver.
Yeah, I'm always quarterback.
I'm always a running back.
Brody Hall.
Yeah, I was a quarterback, middle linebacker. I always get offers from everywhere in both, more quarterback, and then I end up just going quarterback. I only do defense in high school so that way I can make sure I win the state championship.
So is it like you're playing high school? Like high
school? Yeah, you start in high school. And the cool thing about the game is that
you can customize
your schedule. Like in high school. So I went in.
And it has, like, all the teams, like, in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, if you click Lebanon, it'll import, like, random Tennessee schools. So, like, it actually had, like, Wilson Central.
And this is, like, an old game? Like, 13?
Mine's 2013.
Mine's 2013, and it has it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I went in, and I imported all those teams. So, like.
You can choose, like, the jerseys you want them to have, how good you want to make them. Like, if you go in there and put in Oakland, it can find Oakland. And then you can customize the jerseys. And then you can put it to where they have, like, 99 offense, 99 defense. And then you get to customize your uniforms and stuff.
Do you, like, go into play in college, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
You play high school.
It's, like, an 8-game season.
Yeah. Depending on how you play, how many offers
you earn
you
points
get.
Each game for, yeah. like, accumulating stats. And so, like, for example, for, like, an Alabama, you need, like, 5,000 points. And for, like, a Vanderbilt, you need, like, 800. And so once you get that, they'll offer you. And then after you complete your high school, it'll be, like, choose a school. You can either go as, like, a walk-on... Or wherever you have a scholarship, and it'll tell
it's
you.
It's pretty intricate.
It'll tell, yeah, it's
for a game made in 2013 and 2014. Yeah,
and it'll tell you.
I bet you like the graphics aren't that good. Though.
The graphics
no,
are terrible.
They're not good, but it's just you don't even care about the graphics at that point.
That sounds pretty.
When you choose your school, it'll tell you if you're going to be like the third string, second string. You're never the first string.
Obviously, if you start like at a MTSU or like Vandy, you're going to be like a second
string. Transfer and stuff too.
I don't think transferring is an option.
I don't know, but
actually, I don't think I've
you
ever
start off as the third stringer and you do practices, and it's the same like point system. Once you in those practices accumulated like 3,000 points, you go head to head versus the backup, and it's like a CPU thing. You get like 1 minute to score as many points as possible, and if you score more points than the CPU, you become the second string, and then like 2 weeks later, you get to challenge the starter.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool. Yes, that's what me and Jackson were playing.
Yeah, NCAA.
I go back to it about once a year because it's a really fun game. And then the next one's coming out like next year or something.
Yeah, but
I don't have
only on PS5, so I'll have to get myself a PS5
for
that.
Ah, that sucks.
Or next gen, so I mean Xbox 2, I guess.
But actually, I have something to tell y'all that I haven't yet mentioned. The curse has actually hit me again. Not
Sean's,
nearly as bad.
Sean's taking it for all of us. His 8th injury while being a member of
Six Not nearly as bad.
Is this like brand new news to us too? Like, and we're just figuring about this now.
Yeah. It was this weekend. It's not nearly as bad though. Like, I've had a ankle little thing like already, and I just kind of tweaked it again. I rolled it.
Is it that one?
Yep, the right one.
Is it swollen or something?
No, it's not. It's not that bad.
It's swollen a little bit, but like not like crazy. Yeah. So you just rolled
I
your ankle
it a little bit.
John. Yeah, but I had like a slight sprain, I think, before, and I just tweaked it again. I've been seeing Jacob, our number one fan.
Shout out, Jacob.
So, Jacob, you're hearing this expected visit from Sean in the next couple of days.
I've already seen him twice. So
about that ankle?
Yeah. This is my second time today.
Yeah, you had to boot it up one time.
I thought you said he didn't.
No, he said he hadn't seen it.
He hadn't seen it.
What? No, he has.
You literally just said
you just said Jacob hasn't seen it yet. So
and then you're like,
no, he's talking about the new. Like he just tweeted again. He's talking about that, right?
No. I saw him today and yesterday.
You literally just said Jacob.
Jacob hasn't seen it yet. I'm gonna go see it tomorrow. He's already seen it twice.
Sean gets injured more than I do.
Oh, I get injured so often.
Getting injured for the both of us.
But I play through it, so.
Yes. Denton's season is coming upon us, so.
Yeah, I'm scared. Hoping Sean will just keep getting injured. Yeah, I'm going to literally, like, I'm going to get struck by lightning. You know, all of built up. You know
who else the curse hit? Is Bryce Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Bryce is back, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in there yesterday.
Yeah, Bryce can't catch a break.
Curse is real. Yeah, I'm going to get, like, hit by, like, a bus or, like, struck by lightning or, like,
you're gonna
a boulder.
You're going to be standing in the middle of the field and get ran over by a bus.
Yeah.
Bus gonna gonna
get hit by a bus, struck by a lightning.
An airplane's just going to, like, crash land in the baseball
only
field.
Hit me. Yeah. Yeah. Either that or throughout the course of the year, I'm going to get hit, every single game.
We are pretty close to an airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to hit. It is building up. I'm gonna break both arms, both legs. Yeah.
Just go ahead and put yourself in a cast. Yeah. Until season's
I'm just
over.
Go ahead and injure myself.
You're gonna
now.
See Denton. He's gonna be strapped up with like.
I'm gonna be in one
gear,
of the hamster ball things.
Catching gear, every Evo shield possible. Like just not a single speck of skin is showing because he is just decked out with protection.
First game, I'm gonna get sniped. Like, well, there it was, boys. It
he's gonna take a pitch like straight to the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what was the dude's name on the Mets that got hit in the face? You know, no, like, last year, the dude on the Mets that took 101-mile-per-hour fastball to the face.
I know who you're talking about.
I want to say Kevin Kiermaier, but it's the dude that looks like Kevin Kiermaier. That's,
Stanton took one years ago.
Yeah. What's this dude's name? Come on, Jackson.
I don't know. It happened in the Braves game. I was watching it live, I remember.
Nailed in the face.
I was watching it live, like, that hurt.
Kevin Pillar.
Pillar, that's it.
Yeah, look at this, fellas. Look at that face from getting hit. Yeah, it looks like plastic. It deformed him so much. Yeah, this is the day after.
I remember watching that live, and I'm like, that's not good.
How fast was the
pitch? It was like 100.
It
was like 101.
It wasn't slow, that's for sure.
Here's the ball as it's hitting his face.
He didn't even, like, try to dodge it.
It's 101.
It's 100 miles an hour, Sean.
He's laying it back.
I feel like at least you would have at least moved a little bit. He's just, like, staring the ball in the face.
Sean, I feel like if we push you up against, like, even, like, an 80-mile-an-hour fastball, you wouldn't touch it.
Well, that's obvious. I don't play baseball. He's in the MLB. Like shortstop every time.
Well, that's a blur. It is a blur. It was 94 miles per hour. So, you know, just a mild 94 mile per hour fastball.
Fast.
Yeah, I've seen faster.
Yeah. So, like, just to, like, put it in perspective, the fastest I saw this year, like, in school ball.
Was 100. Chase Burns.
He didn't hit 100.
I think he did twice.
He hit 96 on me.
I don't believe that either.
Oh, he threw some darts in that game. Against Nizek, every single pitch was like 98.
Yeah, Nizek got the worst of that deal. But I don't. In 96 was just...
You didn't bat against it.
Well, I was watching it.
You didn't bat against it.
And there was a guy behind him every time. It was low 90s.
Yeah, you didn't bat against it. He was sitting at the first three innings.
Which scout? There was like 14 MLB teams there.
What's the
first
he go to?
I don't know who
he went to Beach.
He goes to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was pretty good.
He's pretty
good. Yeah, the first three innings, he was,
overrated. In my
the first three innings, he was sitting like 92, and then like the last two innings, he was sitting like 97.
Now the game that he closed, last game of the year, I swear he touched 100. I swear he did, dude.
It was the only inning, so he just put his all into it. Dude,
wait, so do y'all like have someone that like has like the radar gun or whatever?
So I mean, if they're scouts, they'll sit behind home plate, no radar.
Okay,
but. Everyone knew he was pitching that one day. So
I remember Coach Randy Coach Randy was supposed to be fixing the field, and he had the gator, and he had just parked it right behind Chase Burns, and he was just sitting there watching,
like right behind the catcher. So he's just sitting there right behind the catcher while this guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, just sitting there watching like nothing's happened.
Yeah, when he was throwing his bullpen, so you know, a baseball field set up, you know, it's like that, and then on the corners, like to each side of the field, there's practice mound to where you warm up.
Yeah.
And he was on the practice mound warming up, and there was like 15 MLB scouts just right behind him. Just on the fence. Wow. Just watching all pitch.
With radar guns and just.
And guess what? We won that game.
Really?
Yep.
Now, we didn't get hit on them.
We scored a run.
What was the final? 1-0?
Right? The final score was like 2-1.
Yeah.
But we scored one run on them.
13 innings. That was insane. Get hit off of. The ball was fair. Just going to say that. Ball was fair.
Was that the game like a bunch of people went to?
No, no, that was the last game of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have y'all know that I grounded out to third against Chase Burns, which means I was early. I'd like to point that out.
I fouled one off first base side.
I think we all at least fouled one off.
Yeah. I struck out on three pitches, but I fouled the first one off. So that was the most like happy I've ever been to ground out. I was like, I tipped it.
Like when you go up to bat against him, is that like terrifying? Scary?
No. No, man. We're brave.
I mean, he's a big division one. I mean,
it's kind of not. Like, honestly, when pitchers are like disgusting and like raw, you're more relaxed than when a pitcher's terrible. Because it's like, I'm expected to strike out. So if I literally do anything other than the worst outcome, it's a win.
Yeah.
So playing against like a Chase Burns is a great offensive day. Because if I have the worst looking at bat ever, that was expected. To where when I weekly grounded out to third, any other game, that's terrible. Against Chase Burns, I might get a scholarship off that.
It's like you go 2 for 3 that game, and all of a sudden, all the scouts just... Yeah. Leave this side.
I weekly grounded out to third, and Coach Parr was like, "That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what we're trying to do."
Before the game, it's hilarious because we're doing the machine, and we're going through our pregame talks to all the coaches, and they're like, "Look, here's the deal. We're not gonna hit him. Okay, let's just be honest. We're not going
just
to
see 5 pitches yeah, in at bat. Get him out of there."
He said, "You foul 1 pitch off,
you've won the at bat.
You've won that at bat."
Your coach. Because
he was like, "Listen, guys, do the math." He throws 5 to 6 pitches in at bat. I mean, he faces 3 all an inning. I mean, 5 times 3 is 15. You know, you do the math. He's on a pitch count here. You know, you want to get him out of there, you know, within those 5 innings. Well, it turns out his pitch count had gone up 20 pitches. So our masterful plan that we did perfectly didn't work.
So hey, but we still won, so it didn't matter, actually.
We did win.
Who was the one that scored?
Eli Carson walked the very first at bat, and he threw a wild
ball,
pitch.
And then Carson grounded out to advance him to third, and there's another pass ball, and he scored.
And then
we didn't score until like the 13th inning.
Then the infamous fair foul ball.
Foul ball.
Who scored Copeland that time?
Was it Brody?
Brody? Copeland was batting.
Yeah, Copeland hit it.
So
it would have been.
I
want to
say
it
was like Bowles. But anyway, Copeland hits one about 6 feet foul, and the umpire like looks around, he's like, "Fair ball!" It was Bowles.
It was Bowles.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep in mind,
it was Bowles or Braden.
He just wanted to get out of there.
Well, yeah, because in between every inning, you'd look over at him, and he would be like hunched back on his knees. Because
it was like the 13th inning.
This guy's like 80 years old, too. He was like old.
How many innings?
I hate old refs. 13.
It was 13, yeah.
Yeah, we played 13. That's almost 2 full high school games.
I had to leave because I had school the next day, I think. Yeah, it was the 13th inning.
Show up
so
for school
in like the 12th. I wish.
Oh, wait, yeah. How late did that go to?
So late.
I didn't think I did.
I got home at like midnight.
I didn't. No. I
would have said
it was
like
later
11
than
maybe?
That.
Like 11.
Crazy. Yeah. Because
think
game
about
like ended
then
at like 11.
After that, you have to fix the field, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my gosh.
It was late. That was a late night. And then to wake up for class the next day was awful.
Yo, didn't one time, like, we all missed first block. And
yeah, it was that game. He was like, "I'm so proud of you guys. All you guys came to school after that game." And, like, 3 people had shown up. I remember I usually was the one that missed, but I had randomly came to school that day. And I have Coach Williams' first block. So I'm sure Coach Williams was like, "Yep, Denton was there." So then he thought everyone was there. And, yeah, it was so funny because, like, nobody was there.
He was like, "Great job, guys, for being there."
Oh, it was so funny.
We all just looked at each other. We were just like,
"Yeah, guys, good job.
Look at us, the scholars, you know."
Oh, yeah, it was exhausting. Oh, man.
Those games,
game.
They're not tiring. They just mentally drain you.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they're just like, "Oh, my gosh."
Yeah. They are draining.
Just like my brain from this week, all these A push notes.
Man, I told you it was going to be awful. I told you.
Zero notes tonight.
It's terrible.
I mean, I was doing my notes one podcast. You remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I had to do mine the national championship game.
Yeah.
Sucked.
Yeah, I just did mine after. I wasn't gonna do all that.
Yeah, I did like half of them during halftime and then like sporadically during commercial breaks.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but I like the class.
I think we're all getting tired.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I was asleep before y'all forced me to come into my job.
Yeah, it was your only job, didn't you?
We were, like, spamming the text.
Yeah, we were trying to...
I had 15 text messages. I was like, I already know what this is.
We were trying to figure out what time we were going to record because we already said we were going to record today, but didn't randomly was just like, we're going to record Friday. And but like,
well, I laid in bed, so I was like, all right, guys, Friday sounds good to me.
Yeah, so we were trying to figure out the time.
That's the dog. She's in the toilet.
Dude, I didn't know what
the dog just went in there and used the bathroom. The
dog that's like half blind and deaf.
Anyways, what were you talking about?
Me taking my nap. It was a good nap.
Oh, yeah.
It was really interrupted.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, you know, where Denton was. So I called him and texted and
slid up on my story where I posted a really good meme.
Yeah.
And he was and like, respond.
Respond and
didn't appreciate my meme.
Oh, it was a good meme. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
And then Connor texted, like, he's like, did he answer?
And I was like, yeah, that guy responded. Are you word for word? Yeah, I thought it was funny. I love doing that. When it's you and then you're like, yeah, what about that guy?
Yeah, I read it and I was like, and then I looked at the name. I was like, wait a second.
Connor says, did he answer? And I said, yeah, did he ever respond? Oh, man. What a time. Yep. I was slumped. Got to go home, shower, do homework.
What a life we live.
It is, man. A hard life, man. A little snow.
I hope so.
We need to freeze because we don't have school to begin with on Monday.
Yeah, no, we got to get out Tuesday.
For sure. Yeah. Monday is supposed to be the same exact temperature as Sunday, so it could stay frozen Monday.
It's only supposed to rain or snow Sunday.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Snowstorm part 3.
All right, guys.
We are all exhausted. I have not been to sleep before midnight at all this week.
I ain't been to sleep before 1 the whole time.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Before 1:30 at that.
You're a different breed when it comes to sleeping.
You have a problem.
Problem is a good word. It's a good word there. I agree. We once again want to thank our wonderful sponsor. We hadn't had one in a while.
All you singles, go check out.
Yeah. You shoddy hunting. Sean. Or man hunting. I'm in on that
point. But, yes, Lolly is TikTok meets Tinder. Fellas over there building something amazing. Like, you should really go check it out if you're trying to find yourself a
Yeah, Bryce Kelly, lady if you're listening, or, you know, you need to go shoddy hunting. Perfect opportunity.
Yeah, if you need help, don't be afraid.
We all love scrolling through TikTok already, so you might as well just, you know, find the love of your life out of it. So, yeah. There you go.
Yep, so thank you guys.
Best of both worlds.
Thank you guys for sponsoring.
Shout out, Mark.
Hopefully we can get him on a podcast. He can tell you all a little something about it.
Yeah, I'd like to know how to make an app. Tell us, make it happen.
Make a 615 Guys app.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We need to make a game.
615 Guys sports book.
Oh, yeah. Like the Dude Perfect game?
Yeah, we need to make a 615 Guys game. That would be funny. Yeah, like talking on a microphone. I don't know. Talking Tom, you remember that game? It's like that, except it's our voices. Oh, man, that's funny.
We're going to be making merch soon. All the dolls. I hope we're making merch soon. Sean, merch guy, are we?
Eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's kind of like episode 20, you know, like back then, you know, it'll get here eventually. Just like
the merch.
It's kind of our mindset.
We'll be at 100 before you know.
We have flags now. Maybe not
a flag.
we have a flag. If you want a flag, let us know.
Is it a Christmas present? Yes.
Yes.
But it is purchased. We do have it now.
So you can check that out on our story.
It looks really nice.
It is
6-1-S
guys.
6-1-S guys. Yep.
Yeah.
Podcast.
You just noticed that actually.
That's what the stickers are supposed to look like, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, podcast.
You know, we'll get some new looking nice stickers soon. Like I said, if you want a flag, let us know. We'll make it happen. Hopefully, we'll get some t-shirts, shorts, shirt, shoes.
We'll update y'all on any developments.
Underwear.
Yeah, 6-5 guys underwear.
Else.
Sweatpants, jackets,
hats,
hoodies, toboggans, sweatsuits,
big bomber jacket,
bomber jet, 6-5.
Fanny packs,
sunglasses, wallets,
you name it, we got it.
Yarmulkes,
phone cases,
contacts. You only see 6-5 guys when you put them in. Oh man, yep. It all phones,
earrings, jewelry,
phone all, cases, all, yeah, tattoos,
chains,
cornhole boards,
football fields. Starting off small, computers, microphones, ping pong tables, walls, houses, people, robots, Oculuses.
Custom 615 guys ping pong table.
Yeah.
Name my kid 615 guy.
615 guy Gannon. Named after the three grandmasters of Hogwarts.
What? What?
I think that's sleep deprived.
All right.
People who understand that, it'll be sentimental to them.
Until next time, until we get to episode 22. That's two twos.
We'll try not to have a 3-week break again.
As long as none of us get COVID, we'll be fine.
Knock on wood, pending none of us get COVID.
Or have to go out of town.
Yeah.
Hey.
Scene.
Hey. I can't control that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. You can quit.
You absolutely can. Yes. Control. Just get injured again. All right, everyone. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you once again for our sponsor. And we will see you next time. 615 guys out.
See you.